everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. And in studio with us, we have our regular accounting guru, George Dyer. He is the CEO of Gas Accounting. And he specializes in supporting small growing businesses. We've been talking to him about budgeting, cash flow, all things finance around the business or accounting around our businesses. But one thing that comes up very often, George, is that whether I set up a PTY or a sole prop. There are no more CCs right now, but is it a PTY, is it a sole prop? And I want you to answer that question, particularly from a cost point of view. What are the, sure. If I'm budgeting as a sole prop, how is it different if I'm budgeting as a PTY LTD?
So firstly, from a PTY perspective, there's certain administrative costs that you need to kind of budget or have consideration for. One is you could need an annual audit, and audits sometimes run into the thousands or tens of thousands of rands. You need to compile financial statements. You have to obviously look at all your SARS submissions. And then another thing for PTY that we need to have consideration for is the limitation of liability on the directors. Now, it doesn't exactly tie into the budgeting, but it is, you know, one of the more prevalent considerations for why we open up a PTY. From a sole proprietor's point of view, there's not too much administration apart from short form financial statements that need to be submitted to SARS. But where you have to have consideration is you're probably going to be taxed at a higher tax rate than what a company is. So your company tax rates, I can see you looking at me slightly confused, but your company tax rate is 28%, where sole proprietor is anywhere from 18 to 45%. Tax rate.
And what's the difference? How do I pay 18% and how do I pay 45%?
It's based on your tax scale, so your level of earnings. So SARS works on a sliding scale. The more you earn, the more you pay.
So it's very similar to a salary.
Exactly the same as a salary. So salaries are, for you referring to PAYE. PAYE is just a tax on your monthly earnings that your employer pays over to SARS. If they didn't do that, what you would technically do is take your annual salary, understand what tax bracket you fall in, and pay that full amount to SARS. Now, SARS brought in PAYE to help you pay as you go, so you don't have this big tax burden at the end of the year.
George, thanks for explaining that so eloquently. I hope if you're making a decision whether to be to start a business as a PTY or a sole proprietor, that you got some clarity on that and understand the costs and implications of both routes. That's it for our budgeting insert for today. Do stay tuned for what's coming up next.
Everywhere you go, MTN.